Time this morning for a silage focus program brought to you by Mycogen Brand Silage Specific Corn Hybrids. Visit Mycogen.com. And John Erickson, customer agronomist with Mycogen, headquartered here in the Eau Claire area, traveling over the Wisconsin and Minnesota territories. And John, you were with us the other day on Saturday, and we talked about the nutritional needs of the crop. Now, as farmers get ready to get in there and plant, there are a lot of things they have to consider, you know, planting depth and population. Let's talk about population. And it takes me back to our conversation. How much does the fertility that we've got in that soil, and hopefully we've checked it, know where we're at, determine plant population and how successful we can be? I mean, there are a lot of things that play into this plant population equation, aren't there?
Well, yeah, that's a great question, and kind of building along as we get ready for spring here, which hopefully is going to be coming sooner than later, you know, plant population recommendations are, along with fertility questions, are one of the most common questions I get with Mycogen, and especially in reference to growing corn silage. I think as we think about grain production, Bob, you know, the trend has been for seed companies to recommend higher populations over the years to achieve maximum yields. However, I think with silage production, especially with our products, we like to recommend more moderate populations for our BMR and TMS silage products. And I think that can apply to other types of hybrids used for silage as well. And some of our thoughts and considerations as we make those population suggestions are, number one is locally, you know, what are our conditions and soil types? And we kind of talked about some of the soil type
dry weather on sand, you'll be in trouble.
Exactly. So you have to consider that. The other thing is that we consider the ear type, whether it's flex or fixed. You know, we'll talk sometime maybe about row width and other specific factors like nutrition, like soil nutrition. All those things can play on a particular farm in terms of what type of population a grower will choose or what we'll recommend.
So, John, as you talk about more moderate populations, you know, some of the, you know, if you look at the research, you'll see that, you know, some of these concerns about, well, we get reduced yields with BMR or TMF hybrids. In reality, that's not the case when you look at the whole picture. But when you look at moderate populations, what are some of the benefits you see as far as our BMRs, TMFs?
Well, I think there's documented research out there that there is a plant population influence, you know, on nutrition. So, you know, that the population influences nutrition in terms of how much starch is produced in that plant. And so as we look at increasing the populations, you know, usually what we see is we see a lower quality silage. And that's because the higher the population you grow out there, the less starch that's produced. And that's been proven in numerous university studies. So, you know, at higher populations, while that overall silage yield could continue to increase at the higher populations, it's really the stover that's increasing in weight, and you're losing grain, and so you're losing the quality of the grain.
And that's what I was referring to when you look at the whole equation.
Exactly.
The gross might not be there, but the quality is.
Yes. Well, and with a BMR, with a moderate population, you've got the quality of the stalk, the NDF, high NDFD, the stalk, plus at a moderate population, goes back to that flex ear I was talking about. Most of our products have flex ears or semi-flex ears. We get more starch in that silage, and that helps the quality that way. So not only do growers, you know, always have that higher quality, the BMR, but then those lower populations increase that starch content, and they'll have a more highly digestible silage with, you know, most growers ask, you know, how do we get higher grain content in that silage? That's one way we do it. You know, I remember back, I think probably in January, I talked to you, there was a recent study that was done in 2012 and 2013 by Dr. Jeff Coulter at the University of Minnesota that confirmed just what we've talked about here, is that, you know, the more moderate populations do show a higher starch percentage, plus there was no difference in yield between the BMRs and the other products, which were TMF or silage-specific types, in that study.
Now, that's the study I was referring to, or
yeah,
read that, and it was interesting. So, moderate populations, making a recommendation. You know, you go any direction from this area where we're sitting right now, you don't have to go too far to the east. You got heavy soils out here to the Rust Prairie and places like that. You got light sandy soils. What's a recommendation for moderate soil or moderate population?
Well, here again, that goes back to considering the factors that are going to impact the crop growth, and you just mentioned a couple of them. Number one would be the field selection, Bob. You know, the type of soil the BMR and the TMS are going to be growing on. You know, they need to kind of consider the water holding capacity of that soil. So as you get on that Rusk Prairie, lighter soil, how's the water holding capacity going to be? A lot of those soils are irrigated, so maybe that's not a concern. Soil fertility, we've talked about plant nutrition. We've talked about its impact on yield. So, you know, how do those impact what your population might be, as well as the stress level over, you know, the type of year we're going to have. What do you, you know, if, of course, if you're a prognosticator, maybe, you know, you can make some money making.
No, thanks.
So droughty soil conditions or low fertility may require what you kind of allude to, maybe backing those populations off. So other factors to think about, I think, you know, again, is row widths, the planting date, the ear type of the hybrid, as I mentioned, that we're growing. All those factors, I think, go into what is that optimal population. What we've seen is in most cases for Micogen BMRs, TMFs, other silage type hybrids, you know, more moderate populations will give better quality.
So what's the bottom line? Here we are, the 2nd of April. We've talked about fertility. We've got seed selection. We've talked about the types of soil and if we got light, if we got irrigation. So again, selecting the right hybrid, how do we plug this all in to make the right decision as far as that plant population?
Well, I think the big thing right now is growers are sitting down and doing planning. The correct population for any hybrid that they choose, no matter what it is, whatever type, or whatever situation they're in, can vary, you know, depending on these variables that we've talked about. So, you know, I think it's really, really important to sit down and kind of get advice from either their Micogen sales rep, Micogen dealer, their crop advisor, and finding out what that most appropriate planting population is out there. They might be surprised, you know, if they're just going to a Micogen type, Micogen hybrid, the populations are going to be probably a little more moderate than they might used to. So, you know, in a moderate population, what that may be exactly, we can help them figure that out. But all those factors we talked about today, those will all come into play as we make that final decision on plant population.
And we're into April. That decision has to be made soon.
Well, we hope so. We hope it's going to be warm and they're going to be pressing to get into the fields.
I hope so. John, thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Have a good rest of the week.
Absolutely, we will. John Erickson with us once again. John, of course, customer agronomist with Micogen on our Silage Focus program brought to you by Micogen Brand, Silage-specific corn hybrids. Visit Micogen.com.